We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The man needs no introduction, but we have to give him one anyway because it's radio. So he's a three-time World Series champion and author of one of Major League Baseball's 23 perfect games. Ladies and gentlemen, Matt Cain joining Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Matt, thank you for your time and good morning. Be honest with us. Your final game was Sunday. How many rounds of golf have you logged since?
You know what? I haven't gotten out yet. We've been just trying to get busy and get everything packed up and trying to get situated for the girls getting back into school and, you know, just the whole house situation. So, you know what? I haven't made it out yet, but there's plenty of time still the rest of the week.
Yeah, plenty of time to adjust to life after baseball. A 32-year-old retiree, life is pretty good. Matt, when did you know that you were going to hang it up at the end of the season?
I think I had an idea kind of going into the season that it could possibly be, you know, the last one. And I just kind of started getting to that time where I felt like I needed to be more around the kids and around Chelsea. And I just knew that even for myself, that it was, you know, it was becoming a lot tougher to put my body in the positions that it needed to be in, to perform where it needed to be and trying to be as consistent as it needed to be. And, you know, cause so I guess kind of as the season was going into it, but really, you know, towards the end of the season, I had a good feeling that it was it. It was more of me just actually mustering up the courage of, you know, talking to Rags and Bobby and Boach and everybody and saying, hey, you know what, this is actually going to be it. I just didn't want it to come out of my mouth for the first time and not be sure.
You have pitched on some of the biggest and brightest of stages known to anyone in all of professional sports. Yet that final game when you knew Saturday that was going to be it for your 13-year career with the Giants, for your career with baseball in general, what kind of night's sleep did you get the night before?
You know what? It was not too bad. I think there was just so much buildup within the week before and that week of that I was pretty exhausted. I was excited to be able to get some rest and come home early the night before and try to get into bed a little early and just take it easy and soak it all in. Not to say that I didn't probably wake up a few times during the middle of the night and toss and turn, but you know, that's kind of standard anyway on the night before you pitch. So it was a little bit of a restless night, but I think I actually slept pretty well.
Matt Cain here on 95.7 The Game. You debuted in 2005 when things weren't yet at their zenith, but you were there for the three World Series titles, and now the Giants in a tough spot again. Where do you see this organization as it sits now heading into the next year and the first year without you on the squad?
You know what? I think they're all right. I know that you look at number-wise, this was pretty bad for a lot of the guys. It never got going right. For some reason, it just never got going right. And I think the situation that we were in 05, 06, and 07, I think this team won't have to go through what those teams did. You know, I think those teams were where guys were definitely at the end of their career. I don't believe that's where the guys on the team are now. I think they've got a really good foundation of a lot of guys up the middle on the field and then with a rotation that can pitch and give you a lot of innings. I don't think they're as far off as you think. It's just kind of getting a couple pieces here and there and letting it all flow together again.
Matt, when you play baseball, they say you build from the middle out, and that's that you were one of those guys from the middle, one of the pitchers. And, you know, doing your process, I was lucky to get in 16 years in the National Football League. And doing your process, you never blink. You never think about your career. You never think about all the things you do. And finally, when it's over, what do you reflect on? And now you have that opportunity to exhale. And when you exhale, what are you seeing?
Just the joy that the game gave me. You know, there were so many times where you're like, man, I cannot believe we're going through this, or it's got this much longer in the season, or we're going to this road trip or this city. You know, and when you start to when you see the end of it, and you even get a chance, like you're saying, to breathe afterwards, you're like, man, it was actually a lot of fun to go through. I know there were some long nights and some long days, but it was fun. It was something that I enjoyed, some experiences that I would have never had, going through any other, job that I would have been a part of. I mean, this baseball brought so many people into my life that I wouldn't have been able to experience without it. So I'm really, really blessed to be able to have such a huge opportunity, and hopefully I took advantage of it as much as I could.
You know, one of those people, another fan favorite, Timmy Lincecum, have you heard from the Freak at all since the announcement?
No, I haven't heard from Timmy. I might try to reach out to him, see if I've got the right number of him. If not, I'll find a way to get a hold of it. Then I'll send the number to you guys if you want it.
What do you think he's doing? So many people are curious as to what he's got going on, and it's so shrouded in mystery. Any idea what he could be up to? Or at least what you might be allowed to say on air?
I mean, he could be up to doing gymnastics. He could be up to still throwing in the backyard, golf, riding bikes. I mean, never know with Timmy. He's he's always been a character and kind of beat to his own drum. So you never really know what he might be doing. Heck, he might be in the studio with you guys right now and you don't even know it.
You never know. He could be doing some calisthenics. Matt, 33 years of age. Obviously, your baseball career is over and you do want to spend more time with the wife and kids. But what do you think is going to draw you back into the professional world? Do you see yourself getting back into baseball as a broadcaster or a coach or a scout or something?
No, I think I'd be a terrible broadcaster. I think I might have razzed those guys too hard to where I don't want to hear that from everybody else like I was doing to them. So I don't know exactly what it would be. I could see myself trying to help out, one way or the other. Maybe I'll go into the hitting side of it or something. I don't know if Buster will let me come in and give him lessons or not. But, I don't know. I think we'll just kind of play it by ear for right now and just give it a little bit of time and get a little break from it. And then something will come up. I think all in time, something will come up and the right spot will happen.
Matt, what is one of the biggest things, when you look back over your career, and what is one of the biggest things that you think you take away from the game itself? When we think about the camaraderie you have in the clubhouse or the locker room, what is something that you're going to miss or something you take away from this?
I definitely miss being around the guys. It's just fun being around guys. It's just a laid back atmosphere, and you get to you're big kids, really. You're adults that are playing a game for a living, and I'm definitely gonna miss that. But I'll miss the competitiveness. I'll have to find some things to do, competitive wise, whether it's riding mountain bikes or getting out on the golf course or driving some cars. I mean, I'll have to find something to get that fix of adrenaline, because there's nothing that's going to match going in front of 40,000 fans at home in San Francisco and going out there and throwing up some zeros. I mean, that's hard to beat.
Matt Cain with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Take the World Series runs and take the perfect game off the table. In this day and age with social media and everything, we know so much about the athletes we cover, the athletes we cheer for. Is there one random moment that stands out in your mind from that 13-year career that maybe people don't realize it meant as much to you as it did? Maybe one random start in a certain city on a random Tuesday night. I'm using the word random more than I figured.
For some reason, kind of thinking back on it, and it had a little bit of everything, because Boach ended up having a good conversation with me, which was a polite conversation, but not so polite conversation. It was actually in 2008 in Kansas City. I had gone out, given up 3 runs in the first inning, and ended up going eight innings. And from kind of that point on afterwards, Boach even said to me, he's like, hey, I think you can be even better than you are. And I'm going, you got to be kidding me. I just went 8 the other day after giving up 3 in the first. Like, I should be like awesome right now. And he's like, I think you can be better than that. I think you can push yourself further than you believe you can. And him and I kind of had it out on the field a little bit and in the dugout. And from then on, it was like, I'm going to take this challenge. I'm going to push myself conditioning wise. And I know that no matter what goes on during a game, that my legs will always be under me and I'm never going to be out of breath in an inning. And the guys in the box are going to know that. And I appreciate him kicking me in the ass and really telling me that, because it's, I think it's something that drove me to push myself even harder out there on the mound and to reach that little bit of a higher level.
Matt, you've had a hell of a career and hell of a run and had some lot of great moments. We're able to discuss those with you. What is something that you want to say to your peers, the fans, that all these years here in San Fran that supported you? Is there something you want them to say here on the show, please?
I mean, just thank you. Thank you for allowing me to come into, you know, the city and just enjoy it and experience all of it. I mean, it was amazing to have such a great run and understand that everything that was going on. I mean, they loved every bit of it, and they had a blast with us. And I appreciate the fans and everybody really just looking out for my family and myself. And we loved every bit of it. It was an amazing career, and it wouldn't have been as much fun without the city like it was.
3-time World Series champ and author of one of Major League Baseball's 23 perfect games. Ladies and gentlemen, the horse, Matt Cain, with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Matt, thank you for your time this morning. Thank you for everything you have done for the city and the organization. Enjoy retirement, and hopefully sometime next season we can catch up with you again.
Sounds good. Y'all take it easy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.